You're live in the CNN newsroom. I'm Jim Acosta in Washington. We do begin this hour with breaking news. Right now, Israel trying to determine if its forces have indeed killed the leader of Hamas, Yahya Sinwar. Two Israeli sources telling CNN that forces engaged three militants near a building in Gaza and killed all three. The troops then found the man resembling Sinwar and alerted senior commanders. Sources telling CNN that DNA testing is underway at this point. If confirmed, Sinwar's death would have massive implications on the region, the Israel-Hamas war, of course, and the hostages still being held.
That was yesterday. It's been confirmed that they got Yahya Sinwar, who is the mastermind of what happened on October 7th. We just talked about the anniversary of that earlier this month, and the fact that in many ways the United States is pressuring Israel to change its response to this. And here, if they had done that, they wouldn't have gotten this guy. I don't know. But we wanted the opinion of somebody who served in the military at a high level and what impact this might have. We've got retired Major General Bob Dees with us, currently serving as the National Center for Healthy Veterans in rural Virginia. And General, welcome in, sir. How are you?
Well, good to be with you, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. What was your reaction when you heard this?
Well, I was happy about it, optimistic. It's a good step forward. It's not the end, but it's probably the beginning of the end of Hamas. We've cut the head off the serpent, so to speak, and he was a bad guy. He wasn't called the butcher of Khan Yunis by accident. He was certainly the architect of October 7th. So it's a good thing. It's a good day.
Well, you know, I saw recently, and I showed this to a friend of mine yesterday who we were talking about this, and it was a meme that showed a young Hezbollah recruit who can't believe he's already been made regional manager. It seems that the joke being that every time you cut off the head, another one seems to pop up. Why should we believe that there isn't somebody else ready to take over for this guy who's just as bad?
Well, that is probably happening, but they may not be as bad or as good as that person was good operationally, not as a person. He had been in Israeli prison for 22 years. It was deeply galvanized his hatred of the Israelis, and so he spent his whole adult life trying to kill Israelis in various ways. It's not an accident that there's a big, a whole wall of a building in Iran that is dedicated to him. He's a rock star there because he's been so effective in persecuting Israelis over the years.
Wow.
Whoops, sorry about that. I feel like it's going to take the Palestinians rebelling against them. And I understand that it's the, you know, David and Goliath story, I guess, with Hamas. But it seems like that's what it will ultimately take for them to no longer be in power. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. No, I totally agree. I think it's a moment in time where Hamas is weaker than ever before, perhaps in their history. And it would be a time for the Palestinian people to revolt. I've been curious all along about why they would choose Hamas leadership to represent the Palestinian Authority in so many ways. It's just ironic that they choose somebody that continually persecutes them. I think the real hostages over this time have been the Palestinian people.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Talking to retired Major General Bob Dees, who served 31 years in the United States Army. Now that you're retired, looking at it, are you willing to give your opinion on U.S. foreign policy? And I recently heard this week that they basically threatened to withhold certain support from Israel if they didn't change their approach to what's going on in Gaza. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that strength deters aggressiveness on the part of our adversaries. I think weakness invites adventurism. That's what's happening. I think for the U.S. to sound an uncertain trumpet about Israel, one day they say we're fully in support, and the next day they say we're going to embargo, is ludicrous and fickle. And I don't think that's you just look at the outcomes, frankly, of administration before Joe Biden's administration was able to deter. It was a peaceful scenario in the Middle East, and now there's forest fires going on everywhere in the Middle East. And that's the result, I think, of the Biden administration appeasement. And to also earlier with the Obama administration and the appeasement of Iran as a nuclear power.
Well, General, thank you for all you do there at the Center for Healthy Veterans. I direct people to healthyveterans.org to find out more about your mission statement and helping those veterans navigate the challenges of trauma and transition. And we appreciate your service, sir. Thank you.
You bet, Mark. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Good to get him on this morning. And yeah, I mean, he sees it. He's a retired 31-year major general in the Army.
Yeah.
Peace through strength.
Well, and you know what? I found an Arab American, I think it's a newspaper that has historically for decades endorsed Democrats, not endorsing Kamala. They don't like how this administration has handled everything over there.
Wow.
They try to toe the line.
Wow. Yeah, it's more and more evidence of that for sure. Coming up, we're going to talk to Dinesh D'Souza. Love 2,000 Mules. I got to tell you, if you didn't see it. He's also the author of a new movie called Vindicating Trump. We got him right after the break.